brothers, my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, the one who came to earth as a sacrifice for not just our sins, but the sins of the whole world, and made the way to the Father through His blood and through His broken body, and paid the price that was necessary for us to be restored to a connection with our Heavenly Father in this life. He is the gate. He is the doorway. There is salvation by no other name but Jesus. And anyone that seeks the truth ultimately finds Him. Because Jesus, even in His own words, said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," in John 14:6. So, if you accept Jesus, or if you accept who He is, you also have to look at what He said. You know, it's amazing sometimes how there's so many out there that want to claim Jesus, or a part or a piece of Jesus, but they refuse to actually take Jesus for who He was and who He is, who He was in this life and who He is right now. And so they want to make Him a good teacher, or a good person, or somebody that exemplified certain things. Here's the thing. Jesus is God. Jesus is God in flesh. Jesus is that Son that has come into the world, light coming into the world, as John talks about. In the beginning was the Word, here, you know what, here, skip the paraphrase, let's go straight to the book, John, book of John, chapter 1, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Okay, so, yeah, and you can jump forward a little bit, even from there, to John chapter 3, and let's go to verse 14, and let's read that little section there. It says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God." So, Jesus, the light, coming into the world, the darkness comprehendeth it not. The darkness wants nothing to do with the light, because the light exposes. The light reveals. The light causes a decision to be made, which is either repentance, which is, redirection and going on that path with God, and humbling yourself before the living God and acknowledging His lordship and His rule and His reign. Repentance, which means, to get right with your Creator, and to, turn your back on the things that were the problem and the issue that were keeping you distant from Him. Or rejection, which is, in rejection, it's like, that light is inconvenient because it exposes, so rejecting it, and in order to reject, because it's tough to put to when the light is there and it exposes, they want to put out the light. So they want to kill the light. They want to block the light. They want to destroy the light. They want to discredit the light. The problem for them is that truth stands true. The truth will always stand true because it is solid. It has a foundation. There's a bedrock there that cannot be shaken. The lie is always unstable because it has no foundation. But the truth always stands true. And that's why, despite all the efforts to try to put out truth, block truth, attack the truth, malign the truth, pollute the truth, water down the truth, truth will remain true. There will be casualties in this life. Yes, there will be people that get knocked down for being part of that. Yes, there's going to be that, of course. That's part of this whole cosmic thing going on here in the earth. That said, stand for truth. Because when you stand for truth, you stand with and grounded and rooted in God, because Jesus is truth. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And so, now here's the thing. When people out there want to try to take a piece of Jesus, but reject his own words, the things that he said, who it is that he said he was while he is in the earth, in the end, even in doing so, they reject him. Because they reject the truth of even his own words. They reject his teachings. How can you accept the person of a man and yet reject that which he said and that which he was? And the difference too is with Jesus, he and his word were one. He and his word are one. He and his word will always be one. So he was a living representation of the Word of God. There was no split. There was no division. See, that's why you see such a dramatic contrast between someone like Christ walking in the earth, and a lot of what you see is public personalities today. Because a lot of public personalities today, there's a split between what they say and what they do. There's a split between the words that they speak and their actions and their lifestyles and that which they truly believe. And people do certain things in public to be perceived a particular way, but when it comes down to it, who they really are inside is something different. So there's that contradiction, and that because of that, there's an uneasiness. And that's why all the more, when those that are conflicted and contradicted and split in their being, between that which they say and that which they do and think and speak who they are within, they have a hard time with the people of the truth, because that truth, it reveals their own split within. And somebody that's split is in a dangerous spot, because they're ruled by cognitive dissonance. There's that internal imbalance, and if that's left unattended, that can turn that person into a psychopath, or just a completely split personality, or somebody that just habitually lies and they can't even tell the difference anymore because their conscience is seared. Which is a horrible state of human existence, when a person lives and breathes in the earth, but they have a seared conscience and they literally couldn't speak. Everything that they say is contextually based. They don't stand for anything. So if they're just in a particular situation, whatever is expedient to be said is what they'll say. Whatever is expedient to be mentioned is what they will side with or do. And they don't stand for anything. They just flip-flop all over the place. No, that's not the place you want to be. That's not the place a child of light is. See, one of the reasons why the child of light goes forward in this life in boldness and in confidence is because every step that we take, we are moving towards that unification of being one in the Spirit, and also within even who we are within, that being lined up with that which is the truth. And so when we move in that direction, there's no problem or issue as far as that which is inside, because you can move to a place of peace, because you know the grounding and the foundation. And though the storms of life may come, and they do come, and they come to test the quality of every man's work, they come to test your foundation, they come to test that which is, are you really going to continue on in that path in this moment, even though that is not going to be the expedient way? Are you going to hold to the principles that God has given you? And, you know, or are you not? But if you keep forward and you keep going and you trust God and you look to Him, just even as the people of old that walked in life and in truth, and the scriptures were recorded that documented their lives, like a Daniel, you know, in Babylon and ending up in the lion's den just for the fact that he was, going to continue forward in that which was true, and they could find no other accusation against him except that which he just his walk with God. And they tried to put a trap for him, but he stayed true, and God showed himself powerful on his behalf. Or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who said, you know, O king, we don't need to be careful in answering you in this matter, when they asked all those guys to bow down and worship an idol rather than the living God that they had served. And they put themselves out there, and God came through for them. Now, you know, there's so many cases throughout the scriptures. So many cases. Joseph, you know, another one. So many opportunities for him to just, you know, take the easy road, the easy way out, and to reject that which God had put in his heart. And golly, how many times there must have been questions. How many times there must have been struggles within him, with based on his natural circumstances and the challenges of his personal situation. How many times do you think he wrestled with that? But he stayed true to the living God, and God showed himself strong on his behalf. Now, it's not a do this and then get that. Because a lot of times people are looking for some sort of formula. You know, okay, if I can just do this, then I can manipulate God to get him to do that. No. that's actually a flawed thinking that's been sown into a lot of people through the corrupt religious institutions of the world, whatever you may call them, or whatever, however you may observe in them. And really, a lot of religions in the world, I think that their best service is in social issues and helping to do things on a social level. But the realm of the spirit and the walk in truth, that is an individual walk with the living God, and we can encourage each other with those. But yeah, you're not going to manipulate God. You're not going to manipulate God into doing anything. He is going to be true. He is going to be who he is. And you and I can either choose to align our lives with him and flow with him and respond to what he is doing, or we can, again, reject and turn away and go and do our own thing and go our own way and deal with the consequence of that. I personally would prefer to have the consequences in my life of what it is to follow God and let those be there, because even if those consequences are difficult, or even if those consequences are challenging, or even if those consequences are not an ideal natural situation as such, I know that I follow the one who is true. I follow the one who is real. I follow the one that loves me. I follow the one that has my best interest at heart, and also his greater plan at work. And even if there's something that needs to be gone through, that he is in control and he is doing his work and plan and purpose, I would rather go with him than try to do my own thing and make something in this life that's separate from him. There's, for what? For what? Especially when it's available, for when truth is available, when light is available. Now, there's going to be more and more and more attempts of the enemy to try to malign truth, to try to take it down, to try to block it, to try to limit people's access, to limit people's understanding. It's gonna continue on because light has come into the world, and men didn't want the light. Well, actually, let me read verse 19 of John 3 again. It said, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So, knowing that men love darkness rather than light, that this is kind of the majority situation while you're here in this life, don't be surprised when those that love darkness do what they can to block the light and use the resources they have at their disposal to block the light. So we don't complain about that as such, because that's just going to be the fallen response. But what we do is we continue to shine the light. We continue to do what God puts in front of us to do. We just leave it at that. Let the results be in God's hands. So whether something goes forward in a huge way or whether it goes forward in just a tiny way, whatever it may be, just let God have those results and you flow with Him. You know, that's why even with Faith Mix, you know, I've said this before a few times, but God's given us something specific to do, and we do that. And when we do that piece, once we've done that, we put it before the Lord and we put it out there, and that's it. It's done. Now, if it goes far and wide and it blesses people, okay. If it stays, you know, just on a site, or the site gets hacked and it goes down, or just reaches a couple people, okay, whatever it is, whatever God quickens us to do, we want to do that part, but we leave it at that. And the reason is because God is in control, and He has a role for us to play, but He sees and knows the bigger picture. And we don't want to think like the people of the world think, because the people of the world, they find their significance in finding their acceptance by the masses. And that's not going to be our motivator or our guiding force by any means. Our guiding force is the Spirit of the Living God. And we flow with Him, even as rivers flow, because out of our bellies flow rivers of living water, even as the wind blows. And back in John 3, verse 8, let me go back even a little bit more. Verse 5 says, Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." So everyone that is born of the Spirit goes where the Spirit leads them. Everyone that's born of the Spirit flows with what the Spirit of God is doing. Everyone that is born of the Spirit is in line with the work of the Spirit. And so, because part of the struggle that we do face, though, is because while we're here in this life, we exist in mortal human bodies with fallen flesh, you know, corrupted flesh, and no flesh will inherit the kingdom of God. No, when these bodies are done, we exit these bodies, our spirits and our souls exit this body. So, but while we're in it, we get those conflicts of the flesh. But when you are born of the Spirit, and your free will is given over to the living God, that overrides, and we flow with the Father. And rather than being a slave to your lusts and to your passions and a slave to your flesh, now, as Paul said, you know, he beats his body and makes it his slave. Basically, he brings his body under subjection to the will of the Spirit. And the Spirit is what leads, as the free will and the mind and the soul have made that declaration and that dedication to the Spirit and said, okay, we're going to go that way. We're going to go the way of the Spirit. We're going to go that way. We're going to go the way of the Lord. We're going to go that way. We're going to follow that which is the leading of the living God. And that, my friends, is going to be our plan, our purpose, our will, our way, our guiding force and direction. Now, in all of this, we go through life circumstances. This is where it gets a little interesting, because there's so many cases in the scriptures where the people of God are put into challenging life circumstances, challenging life like situations that are there. And when we look at our own lives, how many times have we been put in those? But it's in those circumstances that God shows us what he wants to show us. It's God leading us and guiding us. God developing out a work in us that wouldn't happen if we weren't put in those challenges in the first place. Now, there's a difference between suffering for going your own way and rejecting truth. You know, even as we talked about a little earlier, you know, if you reject and you go your own way, you're going to face consequence for that. And there's not going to be any benefit in those. And it's going to be a lot of struggle, a lot of destruction in your own life and your own existence. But if you're following God, and if you're following truth, and then you find yourself in a difficult situation like Acts 15 and 16, you know, where the vision of the man of Macedonia and where they end up following that vision of those that said, come over and help us. And they end up, you know, beat up and in the prison. But in the middle of that, God shows himself strong. Now, in the middle of that situation, can we continue to praise God? Can we continue to look to the living God? Can we continue to trust him and to trust his goodness, to trust that he is in control? Can we continue to give everything over to him? Because even as the scriptures have said, be anxious about nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. Can we continue to be anxious about nothing? Or are we anxious because we still have that there's just that programming level so thick and so heavy in us from the world that we still have to shake that? Can we trust? Can we really look to the Father and let him bring us through? And can we finish those lessons and carry on to the next? Or do we have to go through it again and again? Brothers and sisters, I personally would like to go through, and I would like to move from glory to glory and strength to strength. I don't want to go through the same thing over and over again. I don't want to have to learn the same lesson over and over again. So I would pray, Lord God, help us to go through the right way the first time so we can continue to transition with you. Lord God, please keep us from going through the same lesson over and again, if at all possible, because we want to go on with you. We want to walk with you. We want to be in continual connection with you. Now, as much as possible, yes, we would like to have a balanced and a good life here, if possible, and where and when possible. We would like to enjoy our life in this experience, because who wants misery and sorrow and drudgery and anguish all the time? I mean, that's not natural and that's not normal. We don't want that. But if it's the case that we encounter that as part of our experience in following Christ, so be it. But Lord God, help us to find joy in those dark times. Help us to find peace in those challenges. Help us to have solutions that come from wisdom, that comes from you. And Lord, let all of this work together for the good and for the greater purpose that you are doing. Bless us, Lord God, in our walk with you, in Jesus' name. Oh, brothers and sisters, you know, we love you guys. And you know, I know that the struggles can get rough, and I mean, we share whatever it is that God puts for us to share, and on a personal level, yeah, it's not been easy, all right? It's not. And just because God gives us a voice to put out there, it doesn't mean that that what we go through is any more or any less than what your experiences are as well. We all share in this struggle as the body of Christ. We all go through in this life. Now, God gives wisdom so that, you know, we can go through situations with something that flows from Him and gives us a direction and a way through. So pray and ask Him for that. When you do go through the situations of life, seek wisdom. You know, that was something recently that God just quickened me with, was to ask for wisdom and to read the scriptures in search of the things that would give wisdom in a particular situation. So we know how to react. We know how to respond. We know what to do. It's from the Word and also from the leading of the Spirit. But, you know, we go through, and yeah, sometimes we go through a lot just because we put out a message that maybe some people don't like. And, you know, there's some additional things that come our way. But if that's the will of God for us, then so be it. But let's go through. And we trust God's protection. We trust God's provision. We trust God's guiding. We trust that God that brought us into these situations is good enough to take us through. And we understand and we know that He is in control. Now, in the midst of these things, worship Him. Praise Him. Look to Him. Don't ever doubt His goodness and His love and His mercy. Don't ever doubt that He that began a good work in you is going to carry it on to completion. Don't ever doubt that the light that He's put in you is necessary. We're in this world right now because it's necessary for the purposes of God. We're in this world right now because God desires that we be. So, you know, looking past our present struggle and our present situation and looking unto Him that's in control and knowing that He that's in control desires that we be here to do His will, and to complete this entire journey in a beautiful place. Trust, know, believe, enjoy, be at peace. Father God, I pray right now, I pray for my brothers and sisters that are listening to this. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would give them rest, that you would give them peace. I pray for every burden that every one of us is carrying right now. We lay it at your feet. We put it before you, Father. We trust you. We know that you are in control. We look to you for guidance. We look to you for strength. We look to you, Father, to take all of those things and to let us, Lord God, walk free in this world, even as we desire and we've been given freedom in you, Christ Jesus. We pray, let that freedom reign in our hearts, in our lives, and in our human experiences, Father. Lord, let the light shine bright in all of us. We bind every work of the enemy, every attack of the devil against our lives, against our work, against our ministries, against our friends and family, against those that we care about. We bind that work of the enemy in Jesus' name. Speak that truth in Jesus' name. Pray for one another in Jesus' name. That name that is above every other name, that name that has power, in Jesus' name. Be set free, be healed. Be strengthened, be empowered, be blessed. Rest in peace in Jesus' name for all of us. And we seal it by the blood of Jesus and with grateful hearts, knowing that our Father loves us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Thank you guys for writing in. I know there's been people writing in, and there's stuff that we have to respond to. Just a couple quick ones, just since they're on the top of my brain right now. Regarding somebody that wrote in regarding Gospel for Asia stuff and that whole thing. No, you know what? There was really not much follow-up from anybody from any of those other parties that were involved in that whole thing. We just did our part in that, put it out there, and have left it up there as a historical record. And if people want to follow up, they can follow up for themselves, and they can ask all those organizations for themselves. But we've kept that up there as a place marker in history for as long as it can stay there. And, it's just there because that was the experience that was had. And, regarding, you know, another one where some people asked about some questions regarding, one brother in particular, thank you for your mail, from out in California. And you asked about, thoughts on the rapture. And, you know, the thing about some of these things is, I think the more important piece, and this is just me speaking, you know, on a personal and individual level, is the more important piece is to trust and to follow God right now. And if we're here and we're in this life, then we're here to be a force of good in the world, and we're here to be about the Father's purposes. And if it's the case that we are pulled out, or we die in some situation or natural causes or whatever it may be, then let that time that we were in the earth have been a life well spent in the purposes and plans and work of the living God as we've walked in connection with Him. Let that be the focus more than anything. And I can understand why there's a desire and a hope to be pulled out, but everything I've seen in the scriptures has us going through, the people of God go through, and to master that, because, you know, if we do get pulled out, great, and if we go through, all right, you know, but all of it is in line with what it is that God is doing. For myself personally, you know, I know some of the things that God's revealed to me about my own life. And so I just kind of go with that, and I let the rest be what it is. Because all of us have our individual journey. And as the body of Christ, there's some shared experiences, but each man stands before his master for himself and gives an account of his life for himself to the Father. And so we need to encourage one another in that, and know, and just know that, you know, that all that's necessary for an incredible experience in the plan and purpose of God in your own life to be brought to fruition is already given to us, and to walk it out. So, yeah, we've got a lot on our plate, but thank you guys for writing in. You know, everybody that writes in, faithmix@gmail.com, just say hi, and, we'll we'll catch up with you guys again sometime really soon. We love you guys. All right. May God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye.